Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, Father John. Gosh, can you believe it? We've been thinking about this and thinking about this for so long now, and here we are. We're finally able to get together. So I'm Danny Gallagher, and you are?
Father John Wargle,
Father
pastor
John Wargle.
Of St. Joseph Catholic Community in Sykesville, which is what? The coolest town?
Town in America.
The coolest small town. And Eldersburg, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's great to be here with you. We are doing this new podcast called Deep Dive into Scripture, and it's going to be a deep dive into Scripture.
Oh, yeah.
The great thing is that we get to begin at the beginning, which we'll talk about in the podcast. But right now, we're just going to talk about you a little bit and just talk about who you are and why in the world are you doing this?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm a very strange Catholic. I'm a very, very strange Catholic priest because...
Well, we all know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I was a Baptist most of my life, okay? And, you know, in the Baptist world, the most... precious thing that you own. I mean, when I was 12 years old, right? No bar mitzvah for us, right?
Sure.
The Baptist, it was like you go to the Bible store and you buy these beautiful, beautifully bound Bibles from Oxford Press.
Wow.
Okay. And the leather on it was Moroccan leather. Okay. India paper, India ink. And you open it up, and the aroma is just, you know, it just is so...
It's like a new car.
Yeah, that's right, you know? And I still have that Bible, and you open it up, and the aroma is still there. This is after, what? I mean, I'm 69 years old now, after, you know...
55 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that was my most prized possession, right? And so... You know, as a Baptist, I'd read my Bible. That's what you did. And I've always been intrigued by it. And when I got into college, I wanted to play basketball. Okay. And I didn't make the team.
Oh, you're tall.
This is my freshman. And I just make the team, you know. And so I asked myself, well, what am I good for? And I realized... I'm really not good for anything in this world except for the Bible.
Oh, no.
So I said,
so here we are.
Yeah, right. And so the problem with that is this. I had to study Greek and Hebrew.
Oh, boy.
And I had such a bad traumatic experience with German in high school that I thought, oh, no, I'll never get into seminary. And if I even get into seminary, I'm not going to get through Greek and Hebrew, you know?
Oh, my, yeah.
So anyways, by God's grace, I got through that, you know, and went to seminary, studied Bible, and then I went to a Jewish grad school to study Hebrew Bible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found a place that would take me, okay?
I'm sure there were many that would have taken.
No, there really wasn't. I wasn't the brightest bulb in the whole thing. But you know something? It was my love for God, love for Scripture that drove me on and on and on, you know? So in my Hebrew Bible, I've got a letter written by my doctoral advisor, okay? Because I wrote him a letter. It says, I was... You're Liza Doolittle, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you were my Professor Higgins.
Oh, that's
funny. He wrote me a letter back saying, you know, congratulations. And whoa, you know, I have that in my Hebrew Bible to this day. So anyways, my whole life has been around the Bible in my journey. And quite frankly, it's a love for Scripture that brought me into the the Catholic Church.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Scott Hahn was smart, okay? Okay, he came over, we were about the same age, okay? He came over, what, in a matter of a year or two or something like that?
Sure, yep.
It took me decades to get here, but I finally did.
He figured it out a little quicker.
That's right.
Yeah, well, he is a super smart guy. I've seen him a few times speak in person.
Wonderful.
And,
right.
Read a lot of his books and things.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, yeah.
Okay, so how about this deep dive into Scripture? What drove you to do this?
Mike Schmidt does a great job with Bible in a Year.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people in our congregations who, you know, are really into that, and that's a good thing. The bright side, you start it and you end it, and you know you can do it in a year. But if you do that, you really can't get into it very deeply.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, why don't we do another Catholic Bible experience?
That's us.
It might not be Bible in a Year. It might be Bible in a Decade, right?
That's what I was thinking
when
I was looking at the letters. I thought to myself, this could take 10 years. Seriously, I'm probably going to be dead before then.
Well, you know, maybe this God will give us both longer life
just to get this thing done. Yeah.
So we're not worried about how long this is going to take. We're just going to savor each scripture passage. And just take it from there. And this deep dive is connected to my website, which is ancienthopes.org. And if you go onto that website, you can visit Deep Dive into Scripture. And there I have a post. And what we're doing here is we're going to do a podcast for each post.
Okay, good. All right, so I get it.
Right. So...
good. Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. So switching over to a little bit more about Scripture then, how would you describe the most intriguing thing for you about Scripture? Like what draws you to that?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I would have to say what people have said about it from the beginning. And that is, you study this stuff in such depth. I mean, you know, I don't want to brag here, but you know, I've read through the Hebrew Bible, and also the Greek, in the Greek New Testament, and many, many, many hours of study. And yet, every time I open it up, you see something new, because you yourself are developing in a different place from where you were before, and sure. So you only can see really from the filters that you have at the time, right? And so... that's the most fascinating thing. And especially for me, I have to, as a priest, I have to give homilies sometimes every day.
Sure. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And so every time I go in cold turkey, okay, and you know you've read these gospel stories a million times.
Right.
But I come to it as if I have never read it before and say, Lord, what's there for me? I don't want to give them something old and crusty,
right.
Something.
What is it new this time?
Right, yeah. Right. And so it's not the same for reading Shakespeare, okay?
Right, yeah.
There's something different about this. It's very highly literary, right? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it is not mere literature. Because the Holy Spirit is in this, and you get a sense of eternity by just soaking yourself in it with the Spirit.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the ancienthopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Yep, and I think that for me, I always wish I had spent more time on the Bible. So I was actually very excited to do this because it means that I have to spend more time in the Bible.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing. And it's the same thing for me. When I read the same story in different points of my life, I always come to different conclusions, different things that jump out at me, different words or phrases or feelings, emotions.
Right.
And that's always amazing to me.
Right.
And
yeah.
I think that's got to be the same for you. I mean, every 3 years, you get the same scripture reading that you have to speak about at Mass.
Right.
So, so that's, and I know that priests do have that. They have to think about that, and they have to talk, well, not have to talk about something different, but usually come at it a different way.
Yeah, I like to think about it as scripture, you know, you put it in the oven and you hope that your homily comes out fully baked, not just half baked. And if it's from the oven, it means warm from the heart, and the Holy Spirit is giving you direction with it. So
good. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So how about what's your favorite scripture story?
Yeah, whichever one I'm reading at the time.
Easy answer.
Right.
Today was my favorite.
Yeah, right. But Danny, let me just say something about method. So those who are interested in deep dive.
Good.
The first important thing to know is that when we approach scripture or a scripture story, let's say like the Tower of Babel or whatever, the most important thing is to look at what I call motifs.
Okay.
We have to become aware of motifs, because motifs are any kind of image in the physical realm, like trees, mountains, rivers, a woman, a man, snakes, you know, whatever you see.
Right. So not just a character in the story, but...
Yeah.
Any kind of image.
The images. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay? Because the Bible speaks to us through images. Aquinas says this. He says image is the foundational thing of knowledge. Okay?
Hmm.
And so the scriptures are highly poetic, and they communicate theology through the images. Okay. And I call these motifs, like the mountain motif is a very important river motif. Okay. So I want to encourage everyone's listening that you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You just have to use your imagination. You know, my mother just got a high school, education, which is fine. You know, that's fine. That's just where she was. And she was a housewife, you know, and her Bible, I mean, good heavens. It couldn't even close because the pages were so worn on it, you know. But one day I looked at the back and saw her concordance. Mm. Do you know what a concordance is? No, don't you?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I hope we all know what a concordance is. It just takes all the words from A to Z and tell you where these are.
Where they're used.
Where they're used in the scriptures, mm-hmm. from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And her concordance was as marked as her Bible.
Huh.
She was meditating on motifs, even though she never even knew the word, word motif, but she was tracing these ideas all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, she's doing what I'm teaching my seminary classes.
yeah.
So, you know, it just takes imagination. It takes prayer. Okay. Because again, the state of our soul is very important when we are looking at scripture.
That's scripture, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you only can see what your heart allows you to see.
Yeah.
Okay. So so that would be it. And the second thing is, don't be afraid of problems. I like problems.
Mm-hmm.
If I see something I can't understand, immediately I think, this is going to be interesting, because that makes you to wrestle with the text. And when you wrestle with the text, the Lord allows you to win, like Jacob wrestling with the angel, right?
Sure.
You come out with something new and something dynamic and what have you in your life.
And you're just going to spend more time on it. You know, deeper thought, diving a little deeper, spending more time in that part that you find to be odd or hard.
Yeah. But it's a lot of times we just kind of breeze over and say, well, that's weird. And,
For sure. Yeah.
But no, that's the key to actually understanding text, because there's so many difficulties, and a lot of them are intentional. There's a lot of intentional ambiguity in scripture, because again, it's poetic and wants you to engage and to give yourself over to finding the gold and the silver and the precious stones that are in the treasure chest.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Of Holy Scripture.
So that leads me to another question, which is, if the current story is always the one that's your favorite one, the one that you're reading, what is the one that's been the most difficult for you to understand? You know, the one you've had to wrestle with a lot.
There are places that are just so troublesome. Like I'm thinking the prophecies in Zechariah 11, okay, about the shepherds and what have you. It's just, you know, you just read this and you say, wow, what's going on there? But then again, you look at motifs and they help you through it, right? So there's a lot of quirky stories.
Sure,
okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of sordid stories.
Yep, that's for sure, yeah.
Right? Yeah, so it's not always easy,
mm-hmm.
but there's always a way. And there's always a time where you say, well, you know, Danny, you're going to ask me a question sometimes. I don't know.
Yes, right.
And I'll go and pray about it and think about it. It's because in a way, the questions are more important than the answers.
Yes.
Because we're always thirsting for answers when God wants us to learn how to ask questions because that gets us thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's too often we want to go straight to the answers. Oh, okay, that's fine, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely me. I mean, I like to solve things.
Right,
and so
right.
Spending time on the question and spending time on wrestling with the question is not something that I've done in, you know, in my life very well. Like I'm just usually trying to find the answer, and I don't spend a lot of time on the question. So
right, and that's laziness. I'm not calling you lazy, Danny, saying that. It's,
I completely agree.
But you know, I get that way sometimes too when I'm reading a scripture during the lectionary each day. I have to read a morning and evening prayer sometimes. I read the whole thing. I said, what in the world was that?
Yeah, sure.
You know, so anyways.
Okay, good. So anything else that you want to say as a way of introducing you? This is our first podcast for Deep Dive into Scripture.
Yeah,
And anything else that you want to add for people at the end there?
You know, not really. It's just that here I am, I'm 69 years old and starting this thing. I've been doing this work for all my life, and my enthusiasm just never abates. It just, you know, I just want people to love Scripture and loving God through Scripture, you know. So that's why I'm doing this.
Good.
I just want people to just enjoy it.
Good. I'm sure that they will. Yeah. Okay. So that's good for our first podcast. We're going to, hard to imagine, but we're going to begin at the beginning in our next podcast.
So what better place to begin, right?
That's right. So wait for that next time, and we'll see you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Thank you, Danny. God bless.
Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.